Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Five calls says it all. 1-800-330-9999. Do you return Tupperware? What's your Tupperware return policy? So, Raven, my mom always gives me a hard time because I don't return any of her Tupperware. Like, she gives it to me,
right,
and I'm like, nope, that's mine now.
Send you home with leftovers, stuff like that. And as soon as you get it, you know, with the choice pieces, I'm keeping that. Yeah. That's going
to
be mine.
Now she's gotten to the point where she won't give me any of the good Tupperware. She only gives me the reusable Chinese containers. Yeah, like she washes the Chinese containers that the Chinese food comes in.
Right.
And then she'll load that up and she sends me home with that.
Yeah.
That's her way around it.
Every time I run through the store, my wife and I, she has to explain to me the difference between Tupperware and takeaways. Because I'm just like, let everybody have them.
Right.
Every time I see a big box of various sizes, I want to buy them because I want the world to have our Tupperware.
Well, I'll be honest with you, is that I agree with you. I think that if you give me anything in a plastic container,
it's mine now.
It's mine. Like... You shouldn't have put it in that. You should have put it in a flimsy paper plate if you didn't want it back. Like, I'm going to eat it. Like, well, it's fine.
But I know that there is a difference because, again, it's been explained to me that there is a big difference between, like, regular containers that you keep and even more so Tupperware being the brand Tupperware. Like, it's insane. People don't want to give that up.
But so there's a lot of gray area here on what you're supposed to return and what you're not. But
okay.
What I read online, and this is what floored me and the whole reason why we're even bringing it up today, is that if somebody gives you something disposable plastic, you're supposed to keep it. If it's glass or ceramic, you should return it. So like I've always believed, plastic is mine to keep forever. If you spent too much money, invested too much money, and then you gave it to me, I'm sorry. That was your own fault.
So if it's a $30 piece of Tupperware that you bought at some party 1,000 years ago and it still serves you well, if they packed up a piece of cake for you, it doesn't matter. It was their fault.
Well, I mean, now
it's
I got to wash it. But this
I want to make sure I understand.
Yes, but this is where it gets crazier. It says not only should you return like glass containers or ceramic containers,
sure,
it is considered rude to return Tupperware empty. So you're supposed to, before you give back that Tupperware.
And now you're supposed to load it with things and send back.
I'm like, what?
It feels like trade between like old villages or something, a dowry. Right? And next year our children shall marry.
You gave me this delicious eggplant parmesan and now you expect me to bake some cookies and put it back in
right,
here?
Right, that's the thing too, is if they give you something delicious right now, like you've got to do something delicious back.
Right.
I like how you went cookie, though. You went dinner to dessert.
Yeah.
Yeah, you switched genres. That was good.
I don't know. My policy has always been, which my mother says is incorrect, is that if you give me something that comes in a plastic container, I don't care what it is. If it's plastic, it's mine. It's mine forever. Whether I decide to throw it away or if I decide to store it and keep it for future use, that's up to me. But if you gave it to me, that's it. I'm not going to make a trek across town and give it back to you with some oatmeal raisin cookies.
Again, you have my support on takeaways, but special plastic, I feel like, is different. Feel like I need it back. Feel like I need the special plastic back. What if it's one of those ones that's like vented too?
Oh,
definitely need that back. It's fancy.
Definitely keeping that.
It has a handle. Oh, it's coming back here.
1-800-330-9999. We're going to take the first five callers. What is your Tupperware protocol? Again, that's 1-800-330-9999. Five calls says it all. 1-800-330-9999. What is your Tupperware return policy? I never return it. If it comes plastic at my house and you gave it to me in any kind of plastic, it's mine to keep forever. My mom was yelling at me the other day because I've never returned anything of hers ever.
I feel like there's different levels. I only know this because my wife tells me every single time she tells me that we have no Tupperware and offered to buy a set. She's like, that's just cheap stuff. I don't know.
Yeah. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's your Tupperware policy?
Hi there. We were always taught to return it with something new in it.
I can't believe it. Like, your parents must have been saints. I never heard of such a thing. It's got to go back with something in it.
That was always the rule in our house. So it always had to have something, whether it was a dessert or a dinner, it didn't matter.
Huh.
So if somebody gave you a dinner, it went back with a dessert. If somebody gave you a dessert, did it go back with breakfast? I wish I had more time to go over this slide skill because I'm completely interested.
Thank two hard-boiled eggs in a Tupperware.
Gosh, right.
There you go.
I have so many questions.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's your Tupperware protocol?
You return it. It's vintage. I gave someone cookies this weekend, and I expect my tray back.
See, put them on notice. Well done, ma'am. Use the radio for your convenience.
What's the proper turnaround time for the return of the Tupperware container?
Good question.
1 week.
One week. After that, you're stoned in the center court.
I've been holding on Tupperware for like 6 years now.
I know.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's your Tupperware protocol?
Good morning. My Tupperware protocol has always been to return it if you want it refilled. So I have some people I cook for at work. And they used to leave me Tupperware on my desk because they knew if I didn't have anything to put the food in, they wouldn't get any back.
Mm. Wait a minute.
If they want it refilled and they want more food, they got to give the container.
Hold on a minute. For people to get free food from you, all they need to do is leave a container and leave it on your desk?
You are the best coworker ever.
That is sweet right there.
Everyone calls me Mama Right because I'm always cooking for people.
I love it. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's your Tupperware protocol?
Wow. You should return it with something in there, Anna. It's just common courtesy.
Even if it's a cheap Tupperware?
We didn't even know. Well, you got to put something cheap in there.
You should give them something back, and you definitely return it. But if it's flimsy and they tell you, I don't want it back, that's different.
Okay.
All right.
I feel like I hear a lot of I don't want to give it back in my circles.
Anna and Raven, what's your Tupperware protocol?
Well, I think it's even more layered than yours or than your mother's. So definitely, like Raven said, if it's actual Tupperware, like the brand Tupperware, you got to give that back.
It's like a Corvette of like plastics. I know. It's got to come back.
Those bowls can be $30, $40.
What?
Those are expensive.
Don't bring that to my house.
Yeah.
It's like dropping gold at your house. Right?
Then there's like the Rubbermaid where you buy them in the big box and you get like multiples. Those, if we give you that, we'll specifically say, hey, next time I see you, I want that back.
Wow.
The Ziploc containers like that you buy for, you know, you get like three or four in a pack.
Yeah.
Those we all buy and we keep for the purpose of giving leftovers away without expecting them to be returned.
See, wow. I thought your family was steadfast at the walls, protecting your vast fortune of plastic containers. But I see now that you are still charitable to the little people in the community. Thank you.
I also keep my mom's soup bowls. If she sends home like a soup bowl like with soup in it, I'll never give that bowl back. I don't even know where she gets them. They're so good.
Moms have the best soup bowls.
They do. Yeah. All right. Five calls says it all. I'm wrong. You have to return Tupperware and you have to put something in it. And I'm not down with that, but I guess we have to.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.